Like many cities across the country, Baltimore has been full of protests all week, and they've been peaceful. While thousands of people are marching in the city, mourning the death of George Floyd and protesting police, longtime activists are using the moment to pass on lessons they learned in 2015, when violent anti-police demonstrations rocked the city. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports.
Baltimore residents have marched at least half a dozen times in the last week. The biggest demonstration was on Monday night. Thousands of people closed part of a major highway downtown, calling on the city to spend more money on education and health and less money on the police department. Artist and educator Aaron Mabin helped advise the teenagers who organized the peaceful protest.
That's not only a testament to the strength of our kids, but it's a testament to the strength of our community that decided that we weren't going to have a repeat of 2015.
A repeat of 2015. That year, a 25-year-old named Freddie Gray died in police custody. Years of police violence and intimidation in majority African-American neighborhoods boiled over, and people took to the streets. Some people damaged property. The police reacted with widespread arrests. Kwame Rose was one of the people who marched in 2015.
I became kind of known as the face of protest in Baltimore.
Rose has spent this week not sleeping, trying to prevent the kind of unplanned violence and arrests that happened 5 years ago.
I don't want young people going to jail. There's too many black people in jail as it is, and especially during a pandemic.
To be clear, Rose supports the protests happening across the country, violent and otherwise. For one thing, he says, mass demonstrations work. After 2015, the federal government sued the Baltimore Police Department for using discriminatory and violent tactics. The department is slowly trying to change. This week, Baltimore Mayor Jack Young thanked the police department for controlling crowds and said anyone who breaks the law during a protest will be arrested. On Monday night, long after the official march was over, some people lingered downtown. Police donned riot gear. At least one person set off fireworks. Police warned people to go home or be arrested. Rose got on a megaphone. A reporter from the Baltimore Sun recorded what happened.
Go home! We proved our points. We did what we came here to do tonight. Do not turn this into something it does not have to be. I've been where you at 5 years ago. I'm telling you, tomorrow we come back, we show again.
Most people left after that. Trey Murphy, the director of the local group Organizing Black, says it's important for people watching from afar and for the national media to not focus too much on whether protests are peaceful or not.
In this pivotal moment right now, the narrative cannot be and should not be how do we keep it peaceful versus, you know, violent or versus property damage. The narrative in this moment has to be how do we fix these issues so that people aren't angry.
Baltimore activists say they're ready for this moment and for the long-term political organizing that will follow. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News, Baltimore.